Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Hi. Okay. This is going to be a conversation that can be sneaky for some people because we're going to talk about the last 2 years. Yes, the last 2 years, 2020, 2021, from 2020 to 2021 to 2022, this whole global health situation that separated a lot of people, that led a lot of us feeling alone, rejected, pushed aside, labeled, identified at certain things as certain things. There were clans, there were sides, there were right way, wrong ways to act and be and show up in the world. Does that resonate with you? I want us to discuss how can we feel confident with the decisions that we make when others just don't understand. If you want to be respected for your choices, if you don't want to feel rejected, you don't want to feel pushed aside, you don't want to feel left alone, then we're going to talk about that today. I'm Claudia Sam. I'm your soul connection coach. And this is a show about helping you flex your soul connection muscle and be your own inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I called it the Be Happy Now show because I believe that we can always choose how we want to feel in specific moments. When it comes to the world health situation, the global situation that happened, that might still be happening in many parts of the world, there has been times when it was easier to stay stuck in the problem, to stay stuck in I'm right and you're wrong, stay stuck in my decision is the one that everyone else should be taking. Does that resonate with you? So this show is about actually tuning into what feels good to you. Whatever, wherever you take the step-by-steps from and in and wherever you choose and whatever you choose to add to your coaching toolbox or to your self-care and self-love toolbox, it's great because you get to then pick and choose what you want and where to go from there. When we're talking about soul connection coaching, which is, you know, what I do professionally, I would say that that's one of the best gifts that life can offer us, our intuition. Hence my tune in method. I created that method because I once made a decision that was way into the head, so much in the head that it was because it was supposed to make sense that it threw me totally off guard and it threw me into this pit. If you want to learn more about that, go back to the list of episodes from the Be Happy Now show and look at July 28th, 2022. There's an episode about my story and how to work with me. I share that story. So you can go ahead and listen to that episode. Basically, I want to inspire you to have confidence in what you choose, to have confidence in your intuitive knowing of what's good for you and what's not, of what feels in alignment and inspiring and expansive, and what feels kind of restrictive, constrictive, and not good. If ever you want to learn more about the tune-in method, you can go to tuneinmethod.com. Or you can visit my website, ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com, and just click on work with me and choose the tune-in program to learn more about what that is. Let's talk about how do we make decisions? Because you and I might make decisions differently. You might make decisions from Well, actually, I don't know. So I'm not going to make assumptions. I'm going to tell you how I make decisions. I make decisions in an instant of, yep, this is what's happening. Okay, yes or no. Boom. I have an answer right away. Yes or no. It's like, it's this feeling that I get that feels very expansive. But I would actually say that I make decisions because I really receive a yes or no. I really do. I really receive a yes or no. And some people will need a whole lunar cycle to make decisions. If you're not familiar with human design, there are different ways to make decisions that you can tune into with human design. And my friend Tanya Michelle of Coach 360, Coach You 360, she offers one-on-one human design. Actually, she has a freebie, and I'm trying to find, yeah, this is it. So if you go on the episode that is from April 2022, it's called Embrace the Shadowy Parts of You. There is Tanya's information where you can grab her free human design ebook to understand your unique blueprint. And she might be able to help you really nurture, okay, how do I make the decisions that would be best in alignment with me? So like for my friend and coach Kayla, she makes decisions in a whole lunar cycle. Many people I know will make decisions from logic and what makes sense, right? The pros and cons lists and just evaluating both sides of the coin. And I'm not saying that there's one right way here to make decisions. I'm saying there's many ways to make decisions. And often when we find ourselves like in a global situation, like what's been happening in the last 2 years, we forget that there's many ways of being. We forget that you get to show up as you and that I get to show up as me. I say we because I'm not more advanced, or I don't have the right answer, or I don't have the rule book of how everything aligns to be right, because there's no such thing as right or wrong. There is no such thing as right or wrong unless you choose to work with your own validation form and only your own validation form. So how can we feel confident with the decisions that we make when others are not making the same decisions as us? I had a client come to me and say, I don't want to feel alone. I felt alone. I felt rejected. And I just want to leave that life behind. And I totally get it. And here's something that I feel can be really great and really harmful. We can choose to not step into forgiveness. We can choose to hold on to the anger and the pain that we experienced. Hold on like a grudge, like always be mad at whomever decided to not understand us or to not accept us or respect us or whomever we felt left alone or pushed aside by. We could hold a grudge. We could choose that. We could choose to hold a grudge and carry it for the rest of our lives. But is that easier than choosing to tap into the energy of forgiveness for ourselves? Is that easier than tapping into the energy of forgiveness? Is that more fun? So when other people don't agree, I want you to imagine like you are shopping for crystals. You're in a crystal store. There's one I went to in Calgary, Alberta with my friend Carrie, who was on the Be Happy Now show about heal using your intuition and energy on August 4th, 2022. I was with her in the crystal shop. I remember that was way back like 2018 or 2019. And there were so many crystals, so many different crystals, different sizes, different shapes, different colors, different energy fields, different force. Like I could feel pulled to one crystal and I could feel totally rejected by another. I remember I bought this crystal, this amethyst with Carrie over there. And it was like I was running my hand or just bringing my hand over the crystals and I felt this connection. I could still feel it. It's a pulling magnetic energy towards that crystal. So I want you to imagine that you're in a big crystal shop. There's a bunch of different kinds. Would the rose quartz be labeled as bad because you feel pulled to the amethyst? Would the amethyst be labeled as wrong or bad or not good enough because someone else is pulled by the mountain crystal? No. They all have different energy. They all have different qualities and purposes. They all have different shapes and colors. They're all named crystals. They are all a crystal, but they are all different. Are we going to judge these different crystals because they're different? Is there one crystal that is better than the other in terms of like more awareness, heightened level of consciousness that makes more, informed decisions? I'm sure you've heard that. Well, did you make an informed decision? Informed by what? So this is what I want to bring to your attention here. You get to make a decision from your intuition, and that is like being a different crystal than someone else. Even if I choose an amethyst right here, I actually do. If you're watching the video, I have two different types of amethysts. I have a huge, well, there's bigger than these, but this is still pretty big. Like one is big like my hand and the other one is big like my palm. Okay. They're both amethysts. They are both different sizes and they're not the same. So we could still make a decision that looks like it's the same, but it's not. The intuition is the same way. Your intuition is different than mine. The way you make decisions might be different than mine. It's probably different than mine because you use your inner compass. You get to choose whether you use your inner compass or not. And so when it comes to harnessing confidence to choosing the type of crystal we want to be, choosing the way we want to make decisions, choosing the way we want to show up in the world, we first get to look at all the crystals and go, wow, am I willing to see them as all different and good as different? Or am I still in judgment that everyone is different? Does there need to be one that is better than all of them? Because once you can believe that your uniqueness is your power, when you believe that your uniqueness is your power, that is when you will stand in both feet, shoulders rolled back, chin lifted a little bit, chest forward, open to receive. You will be standing in your confidence. You will honor who you are fully because you will know that there is only one like you, and you get to be in your confidence because that is your own version of energy. Being in this human body is your own perfect version. And when you believe that you are good enough as you are, that you are worthy as you are, that your uniqueness is your power, then decisions from that place, there's no other way. When you make decisions from that place, that the energy that emanates is there's no other way. There's no other way. That's just me. That's what it is. Like, oh, well, there's this rose crystal and there's this mountain crystal, or there's this rose quartz and there's this Amazonite. They're just different. And they each have their properties and they each are amazing as they are. So when you can tap into this belief that your uniqueness is your power, then you also get to see all the other crystals as uniquely powerful too. You get to see all the other crystals as uniquely powerful too. Now, you might be someone who's aware of this, having this conversation, noticing that, yeah, everyone gets to be who they are. I don't have to prove myself. I don't have to convince anyone that I'm unique because I know that I'm unique. You see what I mean? I don't have to convince or prove to anyone that I'm unique because I know and I believe that I am unique. When we don't believe that we are powerful as we are, that we are worthy, that we are good enough, that we have power as the unique version of pretty version of who we are, when we don't believe that that's true, then we doubt it. And when we doubt it, then it's almost like wanting to go up on stage or in front of a classroom to give a talk, looking down, rounding your shoulders and speaking like this really low and not looking at everyone in front of you. Like, no, that doesn't work. When we embody the doubt, so when we embody the lack of confidence, when we go on stage and we talk low and we play with our hands and you get it. That is embodying the doubt. In the same way that when we doubt who we are, our unique version of being this crystal, other people pick up on that energy. Other people pick up on that energy. There was the only reason I picked up this amethyst is because when I ran my hand over it, okay, granted, I wanted an amethyst, step one. And then I just kind of floated my hand above them. And that's the one I felt. That's how I gravitated towards it. That's why it's in here. That's why it's in my house. That's why it's next to me, because the energy pulled me there. Well, your energy of being in doubt of your decision because you don't believe in your inner power. And I'm not saying that you don't believe it. I'm just using the word you as a general term. When we don't believe in our power, and that can happen many times throughout a week, a month too, right? There are seasons in life, in the year. There are seasons as cyclical beings. So there are days when we can feel maybe less confident, and that's okay. With awareness, there's less power to that lower vibe energy. All to say that that energy pulled me to that amethyst, just like the doubt and the way that we might show up when we are not in confidence with our decisions and with who we are, that also emanates to others. It's like a kind of energy that emanates outside of you that other people pick up on. So when we are confident, they also pick up on that. People also pick up on the confidence. And here's the thing. However we show up, we will always be a mirror for people. We will always be a mirror for people. Some people will choose to see in the mirror and be triggered. And from that place, it will make them doubt who they are. It will make them doubt their decision. It will shake them out of their confidence, out of their beingness, because you are being a mirror for them by you standing in your confidence or you being in the doubt. However, you are a mirror for them. And they get to choose whether they grow from this experience of looking in the mirror. They even get to choose if they want to look in the mirror, metaphorically speaking, or if they don't. So how can we feel confident with the decisions we make when others don't understand them? This is what I am practicing, continuing to practice, is leaning back energetically and remembering to hold the vision that I am anchored in my confidence. I check in. Oh, did I make this decision to get back at someone? Did I make this decision in an energy of like, I'm going to prove you that I'm right? Did I make this decision in an energy of, oh my gosh, but what if this other thing happens? Like, did I make a fear-based decision? So I check in first and I go, oh, where did that decision come from? When I check in and I go, oh yeah, it actually came from an aligned, grounded, anchored place, then I feel great because then I'm like, oh, congratulations, Claudia Sam. Keep it up. Then I lean back into that power, into that inner knowing that I was in the aligned energy that I wish to be in. And then I just hold an energy space of they get to have their experience too. My experience is that I get to check in. I choose to check in. Where did my decision come from? I choose to check in to see if that aligns with me, if there's anything I need to change, anything I need to say, anything I need to just to realign, not to convince or to prove, but to realign with who I want to be. And from that place, I get to remember that that's my experience. My experience is to choose that. They also can choose that, or they can be in the experience of not choosing. And that is like being different crystals. So when people don't understand me, I go, okay. It took some practice. Okay. It took some practice to be like, okay. And one of the practices is learning to flex your soul connection muscle, tuning in to your intuition so that you can be confident making these decisions. And to be confident, often it takes, well, the foundation of my tune-in method, which is being aware of your body, what your body is telling you, noticing the signs from the body, being aware of the mental chatter and the stories going on in the head, and also being aware of your emotions, raising your emotional IQ, learning how to be, hear, see, and love your emotions helps you to get to know yourself better, create a deeper connection with who you are. And from that place, well, then you are rising more towards the confident being that you are, so that when you know more, so after the foundation of, you know, the awareness of your body, mind, emotions, you get to connect with who you really are, your values, where you can set boundaries, what drains you and what uplifts you. So that from that place, decisions can be made from an aligned place. And then the last part of the tune-in method is all about trusting that. Trusting that helps kind of create an energetic, loving boundary around your physical being, so that you can emanate that outwards, so that people can be receptive to your energy instead of you feeling like their energy is putting you down and you feel shame and guilt when people don't understand you. Okay. So by building this kind of energy bubble around you, you can walk confidently and have other people be drawn to your energy instead of you being drained by theirs. Does that make sense? Now, you know, I'm talking about big life decisions, like moving, like changing careers, like relationships, you know, choosing to continue with relationships, choosing to end relationships, choosing to build relationships, choosing to, well, modify a relationship or grow. These are big life decisions. You can make decisions from the intuition of what you're going to eat. They just might not have the same impact in your life. And you might just, well, be bloated for 3 hours and then you'll not want to eat that again. And that's fine. You get to learn from that too. I'm really talking about here decisions that we make that impact the wholeness of who we are, the five layers of ourself: body, mind, emotions, energy, the energy of our words, of our thoughts, of our actions, and then soul. Okay. Who we really are, that soul in a human body. So what I invite you to do is to tune in. Again, I'm just going to repeat what I do when I make a decision and I feel rejected or I feel left alone or I feel pushed aside is, okay, was my decision anchored and aligned in who I want to be and who I get to be? Or did I make a decision to prove or convince or be in anger or fear? Is there any realignment that needs to be done? Is there any realignment that gets to be done? Is there forgiveness that gets to happen? Is there forgiveness that needs to happen? And here's something that I recently learned from one of my coaches, Bob. Bob said, can you be with forgiveness for the gift that it is, instead of earning forgiveness? Can you be with forgiveness for the gift that it is, instead of needing to earn forgiveness? Because I was coming from an energy of, I need an apology. I felt like I needed an apology from people in my family. And that's when he said that. And what I did was that I actually felt into what forgiveness feels like. What is it with the I'm sorry that would give me like the go ahead to forgive? Why do I need the I'm sorry for the go ahead to forgive? And instead, can I tune into the energy of forgiveness right here, right now? Yeah, I can. That's the thing. Right now, if I say the word forgiveness, feel it in your body. Feel how forgiveness feels. Mm-hmm. There's like an ease, a peace, an openness, a release. That's how it feels like for me. So because we can just with one word, we can tap into the energy frequency. We can tap into how it feels in the body right away. Why do we need someone else to give us the go ahead? And that if we need someone else to give us the go ahead or we need the I'm sorry, it's often because we're still in the story or in the situation in a head space. We're still trying to prove and convince and think that we did it right and they did it wrong. And so I'm opening up the discussion. I'm hopefully giving you an opportunity here that you get to turn the mirror towards you before you request someone to understand you, before you request someone to be up to par with the experience of life that you want to have. We are all different crystals. We all get to request different things of life. And we all get to look at each other as crystals and choose to receive each other's brilliance. Whether some crystals are in fear, okay? Whether we have different scholarly know-how or knowledge, it is different than intuitive knowledge. Knowledge like that you learn in books is different than your intuition. And again, when you believe that your unique power is worthy, then your intuition will just speak even more loudly because it's there. And we get to, by anchoring back in this belief that we are uniquely ourselves, we get to alleviate the thoughts of worry and fear and proving and convincing, and instead tap into an energy of love. Tap into an energy of love. I hope that was helpful for you. Let me know. Thanks for being here and listening to the Be Happy Now show. If you want to just chat, if you want to just have a conversation and maybe even check in and see, okay, how I want to make decisions from the heart. I want to make decisions from my intuition. I just haven't really done it yet, or I haven't prioritized it yet. Then go to tuneinmethod.com and then click on the Say Yes to Yourself banner so that you can book a call. It's really like a heart to heart. You and I, we sit together and we make it cozy and we get to know each other. Yeah. No strings attached. Thank you so much for being here. Have a beautiful, harmonious, flowy rest of your day. Bye-bye. You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at claudiasamcoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.